Go to our next guest. I know you're looking forward to speaking to him, Kane. Ryan O'Keefe needs no introduction, but I will when you've got a resume like this. Two-time premiership player, a Norm Smith medalist, an All-Australian. He's won a BNF 286 great AFL games for Sydney. He joins us now. Ryan, thanks for your time.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, welcome to Adelaide. Congratulations. Explain your role to us.
Yeah, I'm going to be working in development and also in the midfield. It's a role I'm really looking forward to and can't wait to train and get underway and get going.
Ryan, last time I ran into you, it was in a Glenelg coffee shop a month or so back, and I thought, you're in town, there's only probably one reason you're here, and that's to speak to the Crows. Tell us how it all came about.
Yeah, I just they approached me to see whether I'd be interested in a coaching role here, and just kept contact, come over here to check Adelaide out. I hadn't really spent a lot of time in Adelaide before, except for obviously airport to the footy ground to the hotel, so just to sort of check it out with my wife and see if we like the city and obviously like the club, and obviously we have made the decision that we'll move and work for the Crows.
I heard you speak throughout the year and you were considering whether to play on or not, and you keep yourself in pretty good nick. Was it a difficult decision to hang the boots up?
Yeah, of course it is. It's always hard to let go of something you've done for such a long time. So the decision to let go, was difficult, but also I was excited about the next phase of my life, and it's probably the decision to hang the boots up was to look long-term, and I thought the opportunity here at the Crows is a long-term coaching, something I really wanted to get into, and this opportunity came up and I thought it was good. So I was just thinking long-term more than an extra 12 months I could have played somewhere else. I sort of had to look after the family and think of the bigger picture.
Of the club you spoke to regarding playing on, was there a theme? Was it the younger developing clubs that needed you in there for a helping hand with the younger ones? Or was it a team that was close to winning a flag? And if so, that must have been pretty tempting for you.
Yeah, I think majority of it was sort of the development role, playing sort of that help coach the younger guys and the team on the field and just be that experienced head. So that's what I did this year. And it did appeal to me. As a competitor, I just wanted to play. But as I said, I just thought long-term, and this opportunity was something that I thought was too good to give up.
So, Ryan, Sando was gone. There was no Phil Walsh in the chair, but you made the call. So what sold you to make that call before they'd even had a coach?
No, I didn't sign until I met Phil, until I knew who the coach was, met Phil and saw what he was about and what he wanted to do and achieve, and that really sort of sealed the deal for me, that his philosophy and the way he goes about it and what he wants. It was something that resonated with me quite clearly, and it seemed to be similar to how I think, and that's what really got me over the line.
Well done for clearing that up. And the other thing is, as a midfield assistant game day in the AFL team, or is that with the Yes NFL team?
I'll be doing a lot with the State League, yes, and then some stuff with the AFL team as well. So it's early on, really just working on developing the young midfielders and then helping out with the AFL as much as I can as well.
The famous Bloods culture, I think your intel you can bring with that. I know they've just got Darren Glass on to work with the culture and the leadership. Do you feel like that could be a strength and something you could tap into and help build with Phil Walsh and Darren Glass?
Yeah, obviously, both Darren and Phil have worked from and come from good clubs and clubs that seem to have a good culture as well. So until I sort of get here and sort of see how the Crows are going, I can't really make a call on what they need to improve on or anything like that until I really see how it's going. So, but obviously, I'll just pass on my experience, how I've dealt with things, or how I've been involved in culture and that sort of thing, and try and make thing that's going to be best for everyone.
Ryan, you're in a bit of an intriguing story for me, and I've read articles about you throughout your journey. You're famous for the way that you look after yourself, and you can only see that by the look of you. There's not an ounce of fat on you, and I read that you rode to training every day. How do you cope with AFL players that don't take the game as seriously as you with the standards off the field?
Obviously everyone's different. It's each their own, but I've got a high standard that I want to live to, regardless of training or anything like that. And let's make sure I set a good example and help, you know, help guys around me see what I think is the right thing to do. So guys, you just got to help them along and mentor them along. Eventually, sometimes the penny drops, but after a while, if it doesn't, or they find their way out of the system. You just got to give them the opportunity, give them the direction and the guidance and encouragement, and it's up for them to make their own decision.
So as a development coach, you're going to be confronted with all sorts of different characters and young players that come into the game and they're not really knowing what they're going to expect. How demanding of a coach are you going to be that they do everything right to not waste their opportunity at AFL level?
You just got to explain that it's an amazing opportunity, and not too many people in life get an opportunity to play professional sport, regardless of what it is. So just to make sure that this is a brilliant opportunity. If you work hard, the rewards, you know, are tenfold. So just to pass on that knowledge and that experience that you've had. But also, you've got to be patient with them. So some of them have come from systems that are not professional at all. Mm. And they don't know how to train properly. They don't know how to, you know, treat their body right and stuff like that. So just give them some guidance and give them some time. And as I said, hopefully they work it out. As long as they're hungry to learn and you can see the improvement and see they want to do it, I think that'd be a key sign. You see that a kid or someone's going to sort of, you know, make a good fist of an AFL career.
Former Swan great Ryan O'Keefe, our guest, now a development coach with the Crows. From afar, what was your assessment of the Crows?
They had a talented list. You know, they're good for you, really, really good. So, but in saying that, as I said, it's hard when you're looking outside. Once you sort of get amongst it, you know, inner sanctum and see how things work and see how players are, how they learn and, you know, what drives them, I think I'll get a better understanding of that next few weeks.
Do they play the right way from what you can see and the talent of the group? What do you think?
Oh, I think talent's there, definitely. Yeah, they work hard, I think that, but obviously Phil's a new coach, it's going to be totally different again. So it's something that we're going to have to, you know, there's always room for improvement regardless of what team you are or who you are as an individual. So that's what, you know, I'm looking forward to getting into pre-season with everyone and really get on with it and working hard towards a common goal.
I know every time I played Sydney, I always looked to the fixture at how many times we've got Sydney. I hated playing against you, I'll be honest with that. You're a really difficult team to play against. Now, why is that and how do you bring that to the Crows?
It's just about playing your role and doing it as a unit. I think if you're a tight unit and it's a team-first mentality and it's all about the team, you're harder opposition to beat than if you're just a bunch of individuals. Mm. So I think that's something that all the good teams do, and we've got to make sure we do that here. Be consistent, play a role, and, you know, not be selfish, and it's all about how you go about it as one unit.
And Ryan, you probably don't know this, but you're 14th all-time in the history of the game for tackles. The Crows tackling has been an issue. Is it a skill that you can bring to the club in terms of a technique thing, or is it just something you're born with?
Yeah, there's an element of technique, but also I think tackling and that defensive pressure is all about want and willing to do it. I think it's a bit of a mindset. If you really want to do it and apply the pressure and apply the tackle, you'll do it. So, it's an element of technique to it, but I think it's a little bit more of a mindset.
Ryan, we got you. We'll talk quickly about the Swans. What happened grand final day for the Swans? What happened there?
I'm not sure. I wasn't playing.
They needed you.
And how tough was that? Because clearly in your head you were good enough to be there. For whatever reason, you weren't selected. How tough was that?
Well, of course. As I said, you want to be out there. As a competitor, you just want to be out there playing, especially grand finals. Grand finals, one of the most amazing experiences as a player to be involved in. So, it was obviously difficult not to play that final series. But that's life and it goes on and just have to move on with it.
And again, in a development role, good lessons for you. You had to have resilience there, you had adversity, so that's something you can pass on to those guys. We know the contact hours as a player, Kane tells me, are phenomenal. He reckons Phil Walsh is, you can double that. So good luck with a home life, Ryan.
Yeah, no, I heard that as a coach, you work twice as much and get paid half as much.
Because the reason I said that, it leads me into this, and I'm a bit of a scallywag, Rhino. You'll get used to that. But how did your 30-day challenge with your wife go this year?
It all went well. It was all good. Made it healthy, all about spending more quality time with my wife, and, yeah, it was good.
So did you get paid? Did you get paid for that?
We're ambassadors for the program to help the whole thing. So it was good to use us. We thought it was a great initiative for couples and relationships and stuff like that. And we thought in today's society it was a good thing to do.
So it was an ambassadorship. It was for research. Can just get your details after, because I wouldn't mind Jodie and I getting onto that program, Rhino.
Anyone can sign up. We had 20,000 couples join the program this year, and something that they're looking to grow for the next few years.
So 30 nookies in 30 days. I get 12 coupons a year, Kane. Hey, Rhino, I'm a scallywag, mate. Well done. Thanks for your time.
Ryan, I'll save you from Rowie, but two-time premiership player, Norm Smith medalist, best and fairest, an absolute star of
superstar.
The game. I've loved watching you play over the last few years, and I thought the way you exited the game was really classy, mate, and you'll learn a lot from Phil Walsh, and good luck. We wish you
great work.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
All the best, and welcome to Adelaide. Look, just let me clear that up. He was an ambassador for a legitimate research.
I think I've got a bit of an explaining to do, because I alerted you to this, Rowie. I know you love this stuff. I was a bit embarrassed to ask.
And with your partner, it's 30 intimate moments in 30 days. And I said to you, well, I get 12 coupons a year. I'm signing up.
Does Jodie listen?
Nah, you know that. But I'm signing up. Hey, Ryan O'Keefe, on a serious side, that is a
great
huge...
Get.
It's a bit like Vossie for you in your midfield group.
Pretty similar, and I was going to mention that
Imagine a young colt in that team looks up, and there's Ryan O'Keefe.
Yeah, and one of the hardest working players that I've ever come up against. Love his story and what he did off the field.